We're back here on Giants.com at the Combine at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I'm John Schmelk, and today's Giants insider is former Raiders quarterback Rich Gannon, also with Sirius NFL Radio and CBS Sports. Rich, this is an interesting situation for players. They are part of a team in a team game, but at the Combine, everything is you're out there on a pedestal in the spotlight, and you're out there. What is that like as a player?
I think it's pretty intense for a lot of these players. You know, 323 of the best college players in the country are here, and this is an unusual setting. I mean, you know, obviously the media attention, but I mean, to be able to go down there in the field and work out, and it's kind of a sterile environment, something they're not used to, and obviously the physicals are very important, the interview process. This is a big couple of days for these players to really, I think, kind of separate themselves from the field a little bit and really show what they're made of. But intense scrutiny, I think, is probably the best way to describe what's going to take place in the next couple of days for these players.
Now, how much different is the preparation level that these players have now compared to back in the late 80s when you came here and participated in the Combine?
It's not even close. I mean, these guys are prepped and you know, for this whole process. I mean, the minute their season's over, a lot of them are heading to Florida or to Texas or to California, Arizona, working at these performance academies, working with strength and conditioning coordinators, working with speed coaches, working with individual position coaches to prep them so that they can do a good job up at the blackboard talking about protections and different things like that. And also, they're getting prepped on the interview process. You know, they go through and they talk about, okay, you had this issue in college, or you dropped out of a class here, or you had an issue, you know, law enforcement. And how? What's the best way to address that? What's the best way to answer? I think the best way to answer is to be honest, to get out in front of it and say, I made a mistake. But these teams will leave no stone unturned to make sure that they know exactly what they're getting when they draft these players.
Now, we will see the quarterbacks go to the wide receivers on Saturday, and it's a very deep wide receiver class once again. How much of this is luck for the wide receivers? They get the right quarterback throwing to them so they look good when these workouts take place.
Well, that's some of it, but I think, you know, the scouts and the coaches are really looking at their ability to run, to transition, to change direction, their ability to stop and go, their explosiveness, their speed, their hands. They'll do the gauntlet drill. They'll do a number of different drills. So I think you get a pretty good sense of who they are. But most importantly, you got to look at what they did in, you know, 36 games in college or 24 games, whatever it was. And really, that's going to give you a real good sense of who they are and what they're capable of.
Finally, in this wide receiver class, there are a lot of guys that physically are similar, bigger guys, 6'2", 6'3". What are some of the events and individual players that will try to set themselves apart when they go through all their drills this weekend?
Well, I think this is a really strong class of wide receivers. I mean, you got some talented kids down in the SEC, and I think we're looking at bigger guys that are physical, that do a great job creating separation, the guys that have great straight line speed. I mean, we're going to see some guys in that 4.3, 4.4 range, and so, I mean, that gets your attention. And I think guys that do a really nice job adjusting to the ball once it's in the air. And then the other thing you look at is, you know, yards after catch, you know, the ability to take a short completion and go the distance. So I think we have a couple guys in this class as well. So this is, you know, last year, I don't think it's going to be quite as good as last year's class. Of course, you got one of the best in the business in Odell Beckham Jr., but I think this is going to be a really strong class, maybe not up quite to the standard of last year.
Rich, great stuff. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Rich Gannon, former Raider, CBS Sports, here at NFL Radio. We thank you for joining us on Giants.com. Continue to check us out all weekend long for continuing coverage.